Good morning. Let me ask you a question. Do you want to have a good life? Most everyone would answer that question, yes, absolutely. Most people do, but the key is, not many people want to pay the cost to have a good life. Peter tells us in 1 Peter 3:10-11, that he who would love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking guile. Let him turn away from evil and do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it. Now this is a quotation from Psalm 34. Who is the man who desires life and love many days, that he may see good? Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. Verses 12 through 14. Most people want to have a good life, but many do not understand that a good life results from what we do and not from what we possess or what happens to us. Here we're told three things to do if we want to have a good life. Number one, Peter instructs us to keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. How can we have a good life if we speak evil? There are different ways to speak evil, all of which may be avoided if we want to love life and see good days. Ephesians 4:29, Paul writes, "Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification or building up, that it may impart grace to the hearers. Do not speak evil of one another, brethren." James chapter 4 and verse 11. And then Paul writes again in Titus 3 verse 2, "Speak evil of no one, thus we may not be gossips." You see, a gossip is a person who habitually spreads intimate or private rumors or facts. Someone who enjoys telling negative things about other people. Paul said of certain women, "And besides, they learn to be idle, wandering about from house to house, and not only idle, but also gossips and busybodies, saying things which they ought not." 1 Timothy 5:13. "You shall not go about as talebearers among your people." Leviticus 19:16. A talebearer is one who spreads malicious stories or rumors. A talebearer reveals secrets, but he who is a faithful spirit conceals a matter. Proverbs 11:13. "Where there is no wood, the fire goes out, and where there is no talebearer, strife ceases." Proverbs 26, verse 20. Do not speak with a stiff neck. Psalm 75, verse 5. And this means that we are not to speak stubbornly or arrogantly. But now you must also put off these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth. Do not lie to one another. Colossians 3, 8 and 9. To love life and see good days, we must be careful what we say. Let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, James 1:19. Do not be rash with your mouth. Let not your heart utter anything hastily before God, for God is in heaven and you on earth. Therefore let your words be few, for a dream comes through much activity, and a fool's voice is known by his many words. Ecclesiastes 5, 2 and 3. Let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt. Colossians 4, verse 6. He who would love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking guile. 1 Peter 3, verse 10. Then secondly, he says, depart from evil and do good. How can we have a good life if we do evil? We are all confronted with evil in the world and in our own hearts. Job was blameless and upright, and one who feared God and shunned evil. Job 1, verse 1. And to shun is to avoid and stay away from deliberately. Do not enter the path of the wicked, and do not walk in the way of evil. Avoid it, do not travel on it, turn away from it, and pass on. Proverbs 4, 14 and 15. Yet to have a good life, it's not enough just to avoid evil. We must also do good. The psalmist says, "Trust in the Lord and do good." Psalm 37, verse 3. "Cease to do evil, learn to do good," Isaiah 1:16 and 17. The Lord tells us to do good to those who hate us, Luke 6:27. "Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all men, especially to those who are of the household of faith," Galatians 6, verse 10. "Do not forget to do good and to share, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased," Hebrews 13:16. He who would love life and see good days, let him turn away from evil and do good. The third thing Peter instructs us to do is to seek peace and pursue it. These things are related. Only if we refrain from speaking evil, turn away from evil, and do good can we find peace. "There is no peace," says the Lord, "for the wicked," Isaiah 48:22. To find peace, we need help from Christ, for he is the Prince of Peace, Isaiah 9, verse 6. He came to guide our feet into the way of peace, Luke 1:79. Our sins prevent us from having peace with God. Thus, only through the sacrifice of Christ can we find peace. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes are we healed. Isaiah 53, verse 5. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 5, verse 1. Jerusalem means city of peace. How much peace can be found in earthly Jerusalem? The Jews practice an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. The Muslims follow the Quran, which says an eye for an eye and a nose for a nose. And between them there is no peace, only conflict and equal retaliation. Peace comes only from the teaching of the Prince of Peace. Love your enemies. Peace is found only in heavenly Jerusalem. Open the gates that the righteous nation which keeps the truth may enter in. You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. Isaiah 26, 2 and 3. For the mountains shall depart and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from you, nor shall my covenant of peace be removed, says the Lord, who has mercy on you. Isaiah 54, verse 10. Along with that, read the whole context, Isaiah 54, 1 through 13, along with Galatians 4, 21 through 27. You see, Christ came to bring God's covenant of peace. My servant David shall be their prince forever. Moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them, and it shall be an everlasting covenant with them. I will establish them and multiply them, and I will set my sanctuary in their midst forever. Ezekiel 37, 25 and 26. Before he turned to his father, Jesus said to his followers, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." John 14, 27. "These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace." John 16, 33. The kingdom of God is righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Romans 14, 17. Listen very carefully to these scriptures that I'm reading. "Therefore let us pursue the things which make for peace." Romans 14, 19. "Let the peace of God rule in your hearts." Colossians 3, 15. "Be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you." 2 Corinthians 13, 11. "Be at peace among yourselves," 1 Thessalonians 5, 13. "Pursue peace with all men," Hebrews 12, 14. "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God which surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ," Philippians 4, 6 and 7. "Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace always in every way," 2 Thessalonians 3, 16. Can you see the continuity? Can you see in these scriptures how they weave together that great message of peace that we need to have? Not only do we need to have it, but we need to pursue it. Now let me ask you again, do you want to have a good life? He who would love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking guile. Let him turn away from evil and do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it. Remember, friends, true peace comes only through Jesus Christ. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, Romans 5:1. Are you in Christ? For it is only in him you can find true peace. Jesus said, "For if you believe not that I am he, you shall die in your sins," John 8:24. If you die in your sins, you will face the wrath of God. You'll have no peace to find. Are you willing to repent? "Except you repent, you shall all likewise perish," Luke 13:3. If you fail to repent or turn away from your sinful lives, you will suffer the wrath of God. You will find no peace. Will you confess that wonderful name of Jesus? "Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven." Matthew 10:32-33. If you are denied by Jesus, then you will suffer the wrath of God, and you will find no peace. Will you be baptized into Christ? Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore were buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Romans 6, 3 and 4. Friends, that brings us back to the reality that peace comes in and through Jesus Christ, and only through Jesus. If you have not put Christ on in baptism, you will receive the wrath of God, and you will find no peace. Please let us help you. If there is anything we can do for you, would you please let us know? Now today, before I conclude, let me take this time to extend to you a very special invitation to come and hear a series of lessons on Christianity and Islam. The speaker is Burt Jones. Some of the topics will be Islam then and now, the status of women in Islam, Islam in America, the God of Islam and the God of Christianity, Jesus and Muhammad, an overview of the Quran. This series of lectures starts today and runs through May the 20th. Today the services will be at 9:30 a.m., 10:30 a.m., and 6:30 p.m., and then 7 p.m. each evening, Monday through Wednesday. If you'd like more information, just call us at 330-682-3896 or go to our website at OrvilleChurchOfChrist.org. Until next week, may God bless and keep you.